Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Yokichi Suzuki was born in Korea of Japanese parents. He grew up in Manchuria and returned to Japan after the war. Invited to live in the United States by an American family, he finished high school in Indiana and graduated from the University of Southern California in aeronautical engineering. He was led to the Lord by an Egyptian friend. Yokichi worked for Boeing before being called as a missionary to Japan. Nancy Suzuki was born and raised in Kalihi and attended kindergarten and Sunday school at Kalihi Union Church. She accepted the Lord and was baptized by Papasang Waterhouse. Later, she went to Moody Bible Institute and Seattle Pacific College. Let me just pause here for a moment to remind you, the reason we have the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is, as you'll hear from Yokichi and Nancy Suzuki, to lead you to faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. It's very simple. For you to know the love of the Lord, that whatever you might be facing today, whatever challenge maybe before you, a Goliath-sized challenge may often be the case for you today, that through Christ, He can help you conquer, overcome, whether it's a financial challenge, a family, relational challenge, something going on at work, maybe a health issue. Well, through Christ, there is always hope, no matter what it is. And that Jesus died on the cross for your sins. He shed His precious blood on the cross for you and me and our guest today. He was buried and He rose again from the grave, and the living Christ at this very moment calls you to Himself. Do you know that His everlasting arms of love are reaching out to you, my friend? And if you're already a Christ follower, you might be a disciple of the Lord. Many who listen to our show are. We want to encourage you and build you up. So number one, to lead you to Christ if you don't know the Lord. Number two, to build you up in your walk with the Lord. Back to Yokichi and Nancy. Well, they met in Seattle at Faith Bible Church and were married at Kalihi Union Church by Pastor Bill Steeper before they became missionaries in Japan with Send International. While in Japan, they were church planters, ministered to university students, and Yokichi served as Japan area director. He also attended Multnomah School of the Bible, took classes at Trinity Evangelical Divinity School in Deerfield, Illinois, during their home service. After retirement, they returned to Hawaii. They attend the Japanese Fellowship at Kalihi Union Church. And by the way, Kalihi Union Church celebrates 100 years this year, a centennial celebration. We'll talk about that. And Yokichi serves on the Missions Committee and with Joy Fellowship. Yokichi and Nancy, their son Paul, is married to Carol. They have three children. And is also currently the Japan Area Director for Send International. Their son Daniel is married to Chieko. And they serve on the Japanese HIBA staff. Welcome with me in this very special moment, Yokichi and Nancy Suzuki. Welcome to our show.
Thank you.
So, Sensei, I mentioned about your growing up in Manchuria, and what was it like as a child being born in Korea of Japanese parents, growing up in Manchuria, and then returning to Japan after the war. What was it like?
We had a very good time in Manchuria. I remember that. It's a wide open space. And until the war ended, that I was really blessed out there in Manchuria. But as soon as the war ended, it was beginning of hardship, a hard time to even to eat and things like that, you know, daily sustenance wasn't there then.
It's easy today, especially in the first world, particularly in the United States and in much of the country. I know that there are some parts of the country that still suffer even below the poverty line. I've been to some of those places, but in light of that, for the most part, many who listen may or may not really relate when you talk about that kind of difficulty. Describe that for us when it comes to daily sustenance.
Well, you know, I was only junior high, first year in junior high, but we could only have a handful of hard bread, biscuit they call it, and kampan they call used to call it. Maybe I can find count five pieces of this small kampan per meal, and you only have twice a day that you can have that. Well, that's hardly enough for young growing junior hires. So that was what I remember.
How about your on the inside? Were there things, were there dreams, were there aspirations that you had as a boy?
Oh, yes, I do remember quite vividly. Until the war ended, all I heard was Japan was winning the war, and I believed it. As a matter of fact, I dedicated myself to be the kamikaze pilot, even though junior high, and started to pull the glider strings in order to be the pilot in the future. And when war ended, everybody gathered in front of the radio, Emperor announcing the end of the war, the surrender, and I could remember everybody were crying except me. I felt, wow, I have been lied upon. Why would the nation that I dedicate my life to lied about the whole issue? And I was so disappointed that the nation of Japan, the country, would lie to me. I remember that very vividly.
So you were aware that something was awry,
correct,
in what was communicated?
Correct, so much so. As a matter of fact, that kind of led me to trust the Lord in days later.
I want to come back to that.
Okay.
You're coming to the Lord, and then also how you ended up coming to America, Canada, and America. Mrs. Suzuki, now you grew up in Kalihi.
That's right.
What was it like for you in those earlier days growing up here?
I think it was mostly fun. That's all I can remember. I think our family was big enough so that, you know, we're always playing together.
Mm-hmm. We think about, now, you grew up somewhere near Mokawea.
The street ever, Pu'uhali.
Okay, Pu'uhali.
Right next, and so we walked to church.
How did you find Kalihi Union Church?
Well, my two older sisters, they used to go to the Japanese school on the other side of the church, and so as they walked by in front, they would play in front of the church, and that's when Mama Sang, Mrs. Bessie Waterhouse, was there, and then she saw them playing, and she invited them to Sunday school, and the girls, my sisters and their friends, decided to go to Sunday school, and when they came home, they brought these pretty leaflets from Sunday school, and so that's what I wanted. So they said, well, come to Sunday school, and that was my beginning of going to Sunday school. kindergarten.
Who would you say influenced you most in your growing up years?
Probably my Sunday school teachers. There were, I think of Ellen Choi. She was our club leader, and we spent a lot of time day and night with her. And I think she was probably the most helpful in helping us to grow in the Lord. But before that, our Sunday school teachers, and at that time we had Christian Endeavor, and Jing Chong was our teacher. And I remember she said, if you're serious and you going to trust the Lord and follow him, sign on the dotted line. And I think having done that really helped to remind me, okay, you signed to love Jesus and to serve him. And I think that has been helpful in my life.
Sensei, who influenced you most in your growing up years?
In growing up years, in the Manchuria, I would say my school teacher, who was the sort of coach for sumo, and we sort of dedicated ourselves to this teacher who was a history teacher. And when war ended, he gathered all of us together, the sumo wrestlers, the students, and said, I have an apology to make, and that is to say that I have taught the history of Japan, and yet many portion of it weren't exactly the correct ones. And he apologized to us. I can still remember him. And he's the one coached us in sumo, as well as taught us and be with us and spent time with us. So in younger days, that's what I remember.
The young years are formidable. Yeah. There are certain things that are deposited in us, as you have shared. Impressions, yes, people whom you could see their faces as you speak, almost as if it were, as we say figuratively, as though it were yesterday. Mm-hmm. But God is at work even in those early years. As much as he's at work in the early years of life, he's at work at this moment in your life, as you're listening to the story of Yokichi and Nancy Suzuki. We're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, more. How God brings two lives together, therein to serve him for decades in a nation that is and has grown after the war immensely in so many ways. And yet at the same time, the need for Christ. And a couple who take the calling of the Lord so seriously that they dedicate their life wholeheartedly to that. Them and their family. Yokichi and Nancy Suzuki are part of Kalihi Union Church celebrating 100 years. Stay with us. We'll be back with more.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of news stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Polymomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042, 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
This coming August, it's a big, big month for Kalihi Union Church because KUC celebrates 100 years. It's a centennial celebration this coming August, August 23rd, 24th, 25th. And I have in studio with me Yokichi and Nancy Suzuki. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. I'm glad that you're with us today. If you're tuning in right now, an incredible story of how a boy grows up, born in Korea of Japanese parents, grows up in Manchuria, and returns to Japan after the war, but then ends up in the United States. And then later on, years later, he meets a woman who is going to be his wife, Nancy, who, by the way, grew up in Hawaii. Well, they're here to tell their story. And if you're tuning in right now, you can get the story in its entirety at thegoodlifehawaii.com. And as I typically do, remind you, share it with a friend. Use it as a blessing. Sensei, how did you come to America from Japan?
Well, after the war, also Japan had a difficult time, and I remember that even in, you know, returning from Manchuria to Japan, economically was not easy, and I had an opportunity to serve as a houseboy in one of the couples in the United States. So I came, and I ended up landed in Indianapolis, Indiana, doing the housework for this couple.
So how did a houseboy that came from Japan, is there in Indiana, end up at the University of Southern California with a degree in aeronautical engineering? How did that happen?
Well, these people really helped us, helped me out. And I did the housework, and at the same time, I sometimes went to do the part-time work in the Los Angeles, and I was able to apply to Southern Cal, and with the help of this couple, that I was able to attend University of Southern Cal, and I majored in aeronautical engineering there.
How did you discover that you had this gift from God to study and receive a degree of that caliber?
I really don't know, but I remember in a freshman year, I met another foreign student, Magdi Gurgis, who came from Egypt, and he was a rich man's son. And I got to know him in the first year because I was maybe 3 years older than the rest of the students and the freshmen, as well as this Magdi Gurgis, who was the Egyptian, was 1 year older than myself. So immediately we struck out a friendship, and I realized that he's a rich man's son. But good thing didn't last too long. He left the school, and I went on to the senior and trying to graduate the University of Southern Cal with the engineering degree. And there was a knock at the door. And then lo and behold, after 3 years, I was talking to Magdi Gurgis, who became Christian. And he said, Yokichi, I looked all over for you. And the only reason I came because I became Christian.
He came to your door.
Came to my door.
Literally came to your door.
Yes. And said, I wanted you to know who Jesus is because he changed my life. At that time, this Magdi said, you know, I used to be the biggest liar. And I don't have to tell lies anymore because I belong to Jesus. You know, when I remember, all of a sudden remember that at the end of the war, I was so disappointed with the nation of Japan because I was lied to. Yet I forgot all about that, and I myself was the biggest liar then. When I heard Magdi Gurgis' statement, I said, that's what I need. That's what I want. And I wasn't interested in becoming a Christian, but I wanted to be like him. I did not have to lie anymore. And this Magdi Gurgis led me to the Lord.
What did Christ mean to you back then?
Back then, I wasn't really interested in the Lord, but as soon as I accepted Jesus Christ into my heart, my life began to change. Really, I used to love going out to see movies, but as much as I wanted to see movie and saw a movie, there was no more interest. I opened a Bible, and the Bible began to just, begin to speak to me. So I was really changed by the Lord. And this was just before I left for Boeing in Seattle. So I had my Bible open at the working place, opened my Bible and left on my desk. And that's how I was led to go to a Faith Bible Church in Seattle. Because the Christian guy in the Boeing, saw my Bible on a desk and asked me that if I would be interested in going to Faith Bible Church, being in Japanese.
And a divine encounter, a divine meeting was going to take place there, has taken place there. Mrs. Suzuki, how did you end up there? You mentioned growing up at Kalihi Union Church, but how did you end up at Faith Bible there in Seattle?
Well, first I went to Moody Bible Institute and got my diploma in Christian education. And Moody, way back then, didn't give degrees, and I needed a degree in Christian education, and Seattle Pacific was offering that. And so then after I graduated from Moody, I went to Seattle Pacific. At that time, it was a college. It's a university now. And while I was a student, I had a friend from Hawaii, and she invited me to go to Faith Bible Church. And so I went there. And after I graduated from school, I went right into teaching there in Seattle and kept attending church there. And that's where I met Yokichi.
How did that all happen? How did the Lord open your eyes, as it were, to say, this is the one for you?
I think it was more, we did ministry together because we were interested in the Japanese-speaking people. Of course, I had Hawaii Japanese, which wasn't Japanese-Japanese, but anyway, and since Yokichi had the Japanese-Japanese, us Niseis, Sanseis would go along with him, and he would give the message in Japanese, and the rest of us would kind of sing in Japanese. But it was working with the young people, going to the retirement home and things like that, just ministering together, I think, that the Lord led us together.
Mm-hmm. How did the Lord lead you to Japan?
Well, I'm from Japan. And every time, this Faith Bible Church was one of those amazing churches at that particular time. 60% of the church budget was for the mission. And so we used to have Honda Sensei, Hattori Sensei, Japanese ministers and missionary to Japan, all going through Faith Bible Church. And every time these people come, it says, "Oh, you're Japanese. You're speaking Japanese. What are you doing here? Why aren't you serving the Lord there in Japan?" And that's how I began to see that I might be needed in Japan more than I was in Seattle. So how that was just the beginning.
But you were beginning an industrious career, right, in aeronautical engineering.
Yes.
So how did the transition take place from a career in engineering to a career in missions?
Well, to me, it wasn't that difficult, really. Committing my life, one of the scripture that I always used was the Colossians 2:6. Is, as you have received Jesus the Lord, so walk in him, you know, as you serve the Lord there. And seems like it was almost natural that I go to Japan and serve the Lord there too. So in my case, it wasn't that, drastic in the sense of quitting my job and go to Japan kind of feeling.
What about the boys, your sons, Paul and Daniel?
Well, Paul was born in Michigan while we were at a missionary internship, and Daniel was born in Japan our first term that we had gone to Kofu, which is out in Yamanashi Prefecture. And at the first 6 years of the first six grades of their lives, they went to one-room schoolhouse. And the Lord really blessed us in that he allowed us to have a teacher to come out just to teach them. And there was another missionary family, and they had two boys also about the same age. And so she came out and taught them. And when Paul graduated from sixth grade and needed to go to junior high school, then we moved into the Tokyo area, and they went to Christian Academy in Japan. Uh-huh. Yes,
I remember Paul and Daniel coming back over the summers. There were times when they would come, and I always admired them as a family that God was using in a tremendous way in Japan. When we come back, I'm interested to hear about Kalihi Union Church, mm-hmm. and what Kalihi Union Church has meant to you. As you're listening today, Yokichi and Nancy Suzuki are serving at Kalihi Union Church currently. They've been missionaries in Japan for several decades. They have retired as missionaries there at Send International, but continue on in ministry. In many respects, their ministry continues to expand, even through the workings of what God is doing there at Kalihi Union Church. You're going to hear more from them about what the church means to them. Hey, your local church means something to you. It certainly is something to be treasured, something to hold in your hand with great delicacy because of the blessing that it is. So stay with us. We'll be back with more.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup, I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference. But where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Wahiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Wahiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
If you're part of a church, you are blessed. Because the body of Christ, local body of Christ, whatever your church is, whatever the denomination might be, if Christ is preached and the Word of God is the foundation of where you're being taught and discipled, treasure that. Hold that very close to your heart. Hold it with a great deal of delicateness in your hands. I think before the break I said delicacy. I used the wrong word. Although many of these great churches have delicacies in terms of food and fellowship, and that's certainly the case at Kalihi Union Church. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. I'm here with Yokichi and Nancy Suzuki, career missionaries with Send International. They're now serving at Kalihi Union Church. If you're tuning in right now, you can get this show in its entirety at thegoodlifehawaii.com. Find out more there. And to find out more about Kalihi Union Church, KalihiUnion.org. This August 23rd, 24th, 25th, a weekend commemorating a centennial, 100 years of life in Christ as a body of believers. Kalihi Union Church. KalihiUnion.org. Sensei.
Yes.
Mrs. Suzuki, let's go back. Let's go back and talk about Kalihi. And what does Kalihi Union Church mean to you?
Well, first of all, we were married there, you know, in Kalihi Union Church, coming from Seattle, and then got married and went back to Seattle again before we left for Japan. So that was my beginning. As for my wife,
I grew up there.
And to think that, you know.
No, because, you know, I am a member and have been there all my life. When we were ready to go to the mission field, Kalihi Union Church supported us for all these 33 years that we were in Japan, but very faithful in praying and giving and just support. And even in our retirement, they really blessed us.
You really have no idea how great the churches that are back you up is a help, and you know that the church people are praying for you, and that you can communicate with the sending church, as well as having not only the prayer, but anything that you need, you know that they are ready to help any missionary that you need. So it is a tremendous comfort and a strength. We know that the Lord is working, but without the Kali Union Church backing up for the last 33 years, we were not able to stay on the field that long.
Being on the field, are there moments when loneliness overwhelms you, when there are times of challenge that others may not be able to relate with?
I think that would be true for me more than Yokichi, because he, first of all, he had the language. He didn't have to. I mean, when I went to Japan, I realized, and I thought I spoke Japanese because we speak Hawaii Japanese in Hawaii, but when I went to Japan, I realized that Hawaii Japanese is not Japanese Japanese, and so it was like starting all over again. And in fact, in a sense, it was harder because I would use the wrong word, and Yokichi says, that's not a Japanese word, it must be a Hawaiian word. And so in that sense, I think it was harder. And like I say, because he already had the language, he went right into ministry, which left me at home with the kids a lot. And maybe I think more lonely than I think he would have felt if he did. But I remember after we'd been there for a while and it was getting worse, and our personnel director came out of Michigan, and he just took time and just sat and talked and listened, I guess it was. And when I was through talking, I think maybe for an hour, then I was okay. So that really helped.
Others experience moments of loneliness, whether they are missionaries and or just in life in general. People, you can be in a crowd and still be lonely. What do missionaries face? Because you've gone through it through the years, and you've ministered to missionaries as well, overseen them, cared for them. What are some common things? Give us a glimpse of the life as a missionary couple. What are some challenges that they face?
Well, one of the challenges, again, is that maybe it's no different from this country too, I mean, in Hawaii too, but husband get so involved in ministry. You're so busy, you know, dealing with the evangelism as well as trying to counsel the people that are witness to and those who became just Christian, and your time is really taken up. Therefore, your family life might be neglected in that sense. And they left it up to the wife to take care of the things of the household and things. But so, in my mind, I have realized that in missionaries, to be able to stay on the field, you got to be able to have a good relationship with your wife. Communication probably is the most important part between husband and wife. Now, we have attrition rate. One time it was realized that the attrition rate was high, and realized that either the wife really doesn't come along with the husband, or maybe wife got too busy and husband cannot, you know, follow steps. And so they the husband and wife relationship, they both called, both dedicated, and both communicate each other and share the ministry. That is really the important part in missionary work in any field, I guess.
I think that one difference from the field in here, like our first term, the first two terms, we were in student work, and it was always working together, so that it wasn't his student ministry, but it was our student ministry. I mean, maybe I couldn't at that time teach a Bible class in English, but I fed the guys and they came. So it was that kind of a working together kind of thing. And that's true also with church planting, which that was another thing when we came home. The wives of the pastors here don't help out like we do in Japan, you know, kind of thing. That would be different. But then when he went into administration, that was a different story again. And so you had to, like he said, communicate. Of course, there isn't. He cannot, as administrator, share everything because of the confidentiality. But certainly, there were things to pray about together. So, I think if the family can just pray together and you know, just spend time, like you say, and because Yukichi was so busy, we found that it was more the quality time than, you know, the times that he would be at home. And I think those things are important. So in that sense, we knew he was busy, but then we were busy along with him, kind of thing.
In light of that, if you had it to do over again, would you do anything differently, knowing what you know now?
I think that's a good question. And I think we'll be more than happy to do it again. As a matter of fact, we're going back to Japan again this September and October, November to sort of a church set. A missionary couples are on furlough for 1 year. So we are offered to, you know, cover 3 months of the church planting work. And probably we will be doing the same kind of thing, but with much more with the idea that my thinking would be spend more time with people, have a listening ears, you know, listen to the people and give care in that sense instead of trying to win them all the time. It might be that we can win better by listening to them. So I'm going to use that approach this coming September and October, November.
You've been involved since you've been back, involved in ministry at Kalihi Union Church. I'd like for you to share what you've been involved with, who you've been ministering to, how God has been using you. When we come back from our break, we'll talk about that. How God has kept the fire of serving him and serving people burning to these very special years of life. Collective experience, years of service, and then some kind of a compounding effect that happens. It's like the Lord touches, and perhaps it's because it's this deeper love for people, as you said, Sensei, to love them, to listen to them, to care for them. More with Yokichi and Nancy Suzuki. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of new stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.org. Others have connected with us on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kayani, Fran Valarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, L&S Marine Services Consultants, and RG Maintenance LLC. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 KGU, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
It is indeed a privilege to serve in the body of Christ, to serve in the local church. Wherever and whenever God calls you to do it. And there's a certain way that God uses our gifts, our talents that he's given to us to serve in the body of Christ, to build each other up in the Lord. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. My featured guests in studio with me today, Yokichi and Nancy Suzuki. They're career missionaries, been in Japan for 33 years, and now back here in the islands, ministering at Kali Union Church, which celebrates 100 years this year. Some exciting things going on August 23rd, 24th, 25th. You can find out more at kalihiunion.org. Sensei, what ministries are you involved with at Kali Union Church?
When we retired and settled in the Honolulu, Kalihi Union Church Japanese Fellowship lost a minister, and the first 3 years, I was sort of a fit-in, you know, sit-in or fit-in minister, because I was a missionary and speak Japanese. So I supplied all the pulpit supply and did the ministerial work until current Yoshitaka Fujinami Sensei came, which was a great relief. Meanwhile, we were always involved with the Joy Fellowship. A Joy Fellowship at Kalihi Union Church is inviting anybody over 80 years old to come, and almost like a daycare in a sense. Every Thursday, we have 9 o'clock to 12 o'clock gathering from 90 to 100, oldest one is 102 years old, and we gather about 70 people together with the workers, and we have worship time, prayer time, Bible time, exercise time, craft time, and lunch time just before we disband ourselves. So that's a once a week Joy Fellowship, and we're very happy that we're able to participate in that.
You shared that, Sensei. Of course, the listening audience, they can't see the joy in your face, the radiance of serving in Joy Fellowship. There's definitely joy in your hearts there. Mrs. Suzuki, how has the Joy Fellowship ministry been a blessing to you?
I think we were in it from the beginning with Dennis Kamara and Yasuko and a few of us. And so when we started, we were a people of five or something like that. And to see the Lord just bless it until it's sometimes we hit 70 people. And Christmas, we go over 100 people. And the Lord just brings the people. And the thing we've been really blessed with is that in their old age, they come to know Jesus. And so far, all the ones that have gone on from our group have become Christians before they have gone home to be with the Lord. And just last week, there was another couple that came to know the Lord. And I think, in a sense, that's one of the gifts that God has given to Yokichi, to just kind of point them to the way. And, of course, everybody's praying, and that's what counts. But it really is a fantastic ministry. And we know that a lot of people in the church should be in there, so it'd be good for the folks from the church to also attend. And if they're not 80 and want to sit and be waited on, they certainly can come and serve, because we need a lot of people to help with the ministry.
How has the Lord used that to minister to families of these dear ones who are in their 80 years plus?
I think, in the sense that, like, if you're a church member and you haven't, your folks are probably not Christians, we have found a lot of our Christian members bring their parents to Joy Fellowship, and because they want them under the sound of the gospel, or their friends. So in that sense, it's been a blessing, more from the younger end to the older end, rather than the parents bringing the children, kind of thing. So
it sounds like it can be an outreach also to the family.
Yeah, I think
yes.
So.
As you minister to maybe a dad or a mom, you reach out to the family.
Yeah, yeah.
What have you seen?
Well, the another thing is, you know, because of old age, that the Lord calls them home, and many of them, I mean, most of them become Christian, and then Lord calls them. And the beautiful part is that our church, Kalihinian Church, we have ministers and those who are concerned, we're able to have a memorial service, or, you know, beautiful and a tremendous testimony witness for our family who might not know the Lord. And we often receive letters and donations and offerings from the family saying that, thank you for taking care of my mother or the father. And here's a token of appreciation and letter and things like that really encourages us. And we pray for the family, that the family will come to know the Lord as well.
What do they feel? What does someone 80s, 90s, 100 years old, what do they feel? What emotions do they have at that season of their lives?
I think a lot of them are lonely because, well, a lot of them that live by themselves, certainly they look forward to coming on Thursdays because they have friends. And a lot of them say, oh, I can't wait till next Thursday, because they enjoy being there with friends. And besides friends, we have a message every week. And really praying that the Lord will use the message to reach their hearts. And even in their old age, a lot of them never opened the Bible. And so we have Bibles on the tables. And when the speaker speaks, we try to help them to open to the passage so that the Bible is not a foreign book to them. But I would say probably the loneliness or the uncertainty of eternity, or oh, I'm going to die, but I don't know where I'm going. We have seen that also. And I think that's true of this, of the people coming.
The other thing is, Dennis Kahn would always emphasize that, you know, in old age, God can use you. It's fruit bearing. You can be fruitful, you know. And for instance, some lady would say, well, what can I do? I'm so old and I can't do anything. I cannot even hardly walk. And we say, well, here's something you can do, and show them that they can pray for the people around the table that they meet every week. You can certainly pray for this missionary, pray for that person. And it is a real eye-opener for some of them, saying, oh, yeah, I can pray. Praise the Lord. And Lord listens to our prayers. So these people are getting excited, you know. Yeah.
I have very special listeners who are in their older years. Sensei, what would you say to someone right now listening? And like you said, Mrs. Suzuki, feeling lonely, maybe not able to do certain things as they did before. What would you say as a word of hope that God would want them to know at this particular time?
Well, I think it's same message. God loves you. That with that love, that you can love your neighbors. You can love your family. Good word maybe that you can express to the one who helps you. The one who helps you might not know the Lord, you know. So God can use anybody if they trust in the Lord and give their moment to the Lord.
We have about a minute left. Could you lead in a prayer?
Surely, yeah. Our Heavenly Father, we just thank you for loving us. You loved us so much that you gave your only Son, Jesus Christ, who was willing, Lord, not only to become a man, but also to face the cross, dying as a sin, taking up all the sins of the world, including my own. Lord, we thank you that Jesus died for our sins that we might have life and have it abundantly. Not only on this earth, but also abundant life for eternity. Lord, give us faith in Jesus Christ. Lord, when people come to know Jesus Christ, you can change not only myself, but the surrounding areas as well. Lord, we pray that God would just change not only my family and all the acquaintances, but change the whole world, because the gospel is powerful to do that. Mm. And we thank you, Lord. Thank you for again for loving us and guiding us in our daily walk with you, even as we trusted in Jesus by faith, that we might all of us walk by faith, step by step, day by day, and give all the praise and thanksgiving to you in Jesus' name.
Amen. Sensei, Mrs. Suzuki, I thank you for taking, for being here and for sharing a remarkable story of God's grace and faithfulness to you. And this indeed has been a powerful story of faithfulness in God's service from Yokichi and Nancy Suzuki. There's no better time than right now to share the love of Christ with someone near you, as Sensei has. And if you haven't done so, this is the perfect moment to open your heart to Jesus Christ. Visit thegoodlifehawaii.com. Go to the Get to Know Jesus section. And maybe you want to join us in partnering. Join the Good Life Partnership Club. Hold hands with us through prayers and your financial support. thegoodlifehawaii.com. Click Partners. Luke 24:47 says, "And that repentance and forgiveness of sins should be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem." It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to our guests, Yokichi and Nancy Suzuki. Find out more at KalihiUnion.org. Until next time, along with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.